you something to smile about, an opportunity to see a dentist for regular checkups, and if care is needed. A healthy mouth is essential to keeping the rest of your body healthy. That is why they want to see you regularly for your dental checkups and care. Get everything you expect from a dentist and so much more. Call 620-342-4864 to schedule an appointment today or visit them at flinthillshealth.org.
KFUN News Time is 8:42. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with Blumhouse, Clara Korn, and Emily Yell joining us on our KFUE Sutherland studio line.
Clara, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
We're doing pretty great. How are you?
Good, good. Hi, Emily.
Hello. Good morning.
Glad to have you on with us here today. Clara, you got big doings here for Blumhouse and essentially ending the new year with a new, or I should say ending the old year with a new era for Blumhouse.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really exciting. It's been a very long road to here, but we're going to ring in the new year with the opening of our shelter and drop-in center. We still have a lot of things in progress. We're still needing and taking donations and needing and taking volunteer sign-ups, but it's just rocking and rolling along, and we're very excited to be able to open our doors tomorrow, or January 1st.
January 1st. Well, hey, that's close.
I'm
close
excited.
That's close. Well, Emily, things pretty much in place. What's left to be done as far as in-house?
We are almost there. We still need some more donations coming in, but we do have things ordered. And so we're just waiting on packages to come in. As they come in, then we get them into rooms.
Yeah, it's been really exciting to see what we have had so far come through from the community, like, we've had 3 beds and mattresses donated that we didn't have to pay for and provide, which means that money can then be something we use directly for the youth. We've had donations of all kinds of things that are for the household, kitchen supplies, microwaves. I mean, it's a lot when you think about it. We are always taking them. So I think we have a total of 12 beds, and we have between what's been given directly and what's been ordered, we've got all of those covered, but we can still use things like bedding. You can't have enough sheet sets, right? Yeah. Even if you have, you need more than one per bed. Pillows are always good. Food. What else do you think of, Em, that we're still...
Towels.
Oh, always towels. I mean, there's things like...
Hygiene supplies and food.
Yeah, you don't run out of that. You always need more.
Understood. So, Clara, when is the ribbon cutting, and what can people expect, I guess, when they walk inside?
You know what? We should probably plan an actual official ribbon cutting. That would be a blast. We've talked about it. We haven't actually scheduled one. But on January 1st, if you come to visit, you can expect to walk into our front space, which is the drop-in center, where you can just come if you're a youth in need, and you don't have to be homeless or a runaway. You just need a safe place to land, or as Emily said, a soft place to land where you're comfortable and secure, where you can get a meal or use the computers. We've been granted a generous $2,000 grant from ValueNet, which provided for computers and supplies for our drop-in center, and a $2,000 grant from Walmart, which provided the start for our food pantry. So that's the first thing you see when you walk in the door. Our dining room is off to the side. Offices are all on the main floor, bedrooms upstairs and downstairs. And 3 kitchens total in the house, 4 bathrooms. So no matter the need, we, as a basic center program, our aim is to be able to address the basic needs of any youth in need as soon as they walk in the door.
Any youth in need. Yeah, I'd like to talk about, the mission of Blumhouse. First, Clara, tell us, where are you located?
Oh, thanks for asking. We are at 301 West 11th Avenue here in Emporia.
Good deal. What do you got coming up? Because I saw something on the schedule here, I believe, for tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. What's going on?
Absolutely, and that's why I said we're all ready to open our doors tomorrow. We open our doors January 1st, but tomorrow we have our big New Year's Eve party. It's a great way to kick off the year and the opening of our shelter. And so December 31st, tomorrow from 7 p.m. till ? You know, people don't have to stay all the way till midnight. We understand everyone has different parties to attend or you know, a person may want to kiss at midnight to ring in the new year with good luck. But come and go as you like. From 7 p.m. on, we will have delicious cupcakes from Renegade Cupcakes and meats and cheeses from the Vault, as well as an array of drink options. And you'll be able to walk around the house, see the needs we still have, see the things that you might be interested in helping out with as a volunteer. It should be an absolute blast.
So when are you going to officially be able to take clients in, Clara?
That'll be January 1st.
That will be Saturday. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so we won't be immediately able to take in youth who are under 16 because we're still working through our DCF licensure. But once that temporary licensure is in place, then we'll be able to.
Understood. Emily, I wanted to ask you. Gotcha. Emily, I wanted to ask you kind of why this, you know, or what you're seeing here in the community that makes this such an important objective here and really an important niche to fill here with services.
Well, it seems like the youth in this area are really concerned with each other. So I wanted to make sure that we had this place to allow them to spread the word, too. So if a child uses the area, they can also go tell their friends, hey, I went to Bloom House and they were perfect here. Also, we have, in the Emporia area alone, we have 69 homeless youth in the Emporia school system. And we would like that to be zero.
Now, Emily, when you get the youth in, how long are you anticipating a stay to be, and what will you do to maybe, are you going to be doing things to help them get back to where they came from, permanent housing? How's that going to work?
Absolutely, yes. We can house the youth up to 21 days. During that time, we will have case management and art therapy available on site. So we will always be looking on a case-by-case basis on where it would be best to place the child, the youth, sorry. Yeah. I don't think a 16-year-old would like to be called a child. placing the youth with either family or with a family friend or it may be stranger or not stranger, outside.
Someone in the system. Yeah. If they need, if there's no family available, then we'd be working with the DCF system to get them the resources that they need that we're not able to provide, which could sometimes occur.
Understood. Clara, for I guess maybe long-term in 2022, now that you're just about set to launch services here locally, what else is coming here and what other layers here are quite possibly on the horizon here through 2022 to help Bloom House augment its mission and reach more youth?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. So aside from what Emily mentioned, which is within the shelter and available for youth who are not sheltered with us but just needing to come in and see someone, we've got the case management and art therapy services, food, all the basic center services as well. But we do have on the horizon a plan to apply for a rapid rehousing grant for older youth, 18 to 24. And, of course, our shelter is for youth under 18, so we can't shelter youth over 18 in the same place. But there is a great need for assistance in housing in the age range of 18 to 24. Homelessness is a major issue with the college age youth, which is so unexpected by a lot of people, I think. So it can come as a bit of a shock. And so we're hoping to be able to serve them with rapid rehousing, which involves being able to pay first month, last month, and deposit for an apartment and do follow-up services with them for with case management for a few months as they get on their feet, and then refer them to other services that they might need individually that we know of in the community.
And talking with Clara Korn and Emily Yell of Bloom House. Well, Emily, obviously you're going to have to be staffed full-time there 24 hours, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. I actually do live on-site, so if anything were to happen, I'm always here, but we will be staffed 24/7.
And that's why we need lots of volunteers.
Yes.
We have quite a few wonderful people who've already signed up, but we are definitely still taking volunteers. So if you're hearing this and you're interested in if you're a student and this could be an internship for you, we'd love to work with you in that direction. And if you are retired or working professional and you'd like to volunteer your time, we would love to hear from you too.
So what would the volunteer opportunities entail, Emily?
Okay, there's there could be actually just showing use how to cook an egg or doing some sort of life skills class with the youth. It could just be sitting and talking with the youth. It could be any of the outside garden activities.
Helping them get on the computer.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody to sit with in the resource room with them, answering telephones.
Helping with the
Donations as they come in.
And really, it can be very varied, too, because depending on the volunteer's background and their own interests, someone who is really interested in being able to teach a cooking class, for instance, like Emily said, can help teach how to cook an egg, how to bake a cake, et cetera. Someone with a mental health background or academic direction can help with intake and exit and crisis management.
Well, Clara, people would like to learn more or offer some volunteer services. How can they go about that?
Oh, gosh, there's so many great ways. So, number one, we have our link tree, which is findable on our website and everywhere else, which has all of our links in one spot. Our website is bloomhouseks.org. We are at BloomhouseKS everywhere online, so you can contact us through your social media of choice. If you have donations to bring us, or you even think you might have something we could use, email Emily. Em, do you want to give your email address?
Yes, it's bhys.office@gmail.com.
And if you're interested in volunteering and you want to contact me directly and get that started, they can email me at bloomhouseks@gmail.com, or, like I said, contact us through any of your social media choices.
Outstanding. Well, ladies, really appreciate your time. Hope you have a good turnout here for what you got coming up tomorrow night. And I know the weather may limit some traffic coming up here on the weekend, but hope you're off to a great start here starting next week.
Thank you so much. We're hoping the weather will surprise us with a more pleasant forecast. But thank you, and we hope to see lots of people either tomorrow, weather, forgiving, or just whenever. Drop in and see us.
Well, Clara, Emily, thanks for all you're doing. Thanks for your time, and let us know how we can help in the future.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Thank you.
Have a great day. Clara Korn and Emily Yellow with Bloom House. Big New Year's Eve party tomorrow, kind of to get things going, and they'll be opening their doors at their location coming up on New Year's Day.
All right. Newsmaker 2 segment tomorrow. Obviously, Friday means What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton. But we do have two interviews coming Monday as you get back to the regular work schedule. Public Works Director Dean Grant will be the Newsmaker 2 guest on Monday. We'll talk about upcoming projects, and if we do wind up getting, as expected here with the weather, we'll get a review of weekend road clearing operations. And then, as mentioned also earlier today, Doug Bjerkus, the Dynamic Discs president, will join us, and he'll be talking about Tuesday's news conference involving hefty contracts for